This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web TV music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is D. Ellen Jennings, and she's a brand new book called Confidential: Insider Information from a Recruiting Professional. D. Ellen, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. Thank you, Zach, for the opportunity to speak on your show and talk about my newly released book. I appreciate it.
Yes, and I appreciate you coming on, too. Tell me all about this newly released book called Confidential. It's on Amazon now. It's blowing off the shelves, but tell me all about what this is all about.
Absolutely. Thank you again. So I've been in the talent acquisition and recruiting industry for about 2 decades. Don't want to give away my age, but I've been recruiting and placing corporate professionals for throughout my entire career. And during that time, I'm always talking to candidates, you know, after the interview, and they've always asked me, Zach, what are they doing wrong or what they could have done better? And so by working in corporate America, working in a staffing agency, I also ran my own agency, they always come back with questions about what they've done wrong during the interview process, because they can never get, sometimes they can't get past the first interview, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they want to know, you know, what they're doing wrong. And so when you work in an agency or you work in a corporate setting, you're limited.
Yeah.
With what you can give them as far as feedback, for a lot of reasons. Sometimes it could put the company in legal jeopardy, or sometimes companies just have policies on what you can, what kind of feedback you can give the candidates. Mm-hmm. That's always bothered me, because candidates can't correct a problem if they don't know what it is.
100% true. I feel like there's so many candidates out there who are struggling just to find that corporate job, you know, who aren't in the corporate mix, as they say, you know, and you know, they struggle because they don't know how, what they're doing wrong. They don't know how to fix it, and they don't know what they're doing wrong.
Right. And it would drive me crazy, because I see so many highly skilled candidates come through for an interview. They have excellent qualifications, stable work history. They're highly skilled and highly qualified, but they make these small missteps during the interview process. Let me give you a couple of examples of some of the things that they'll do that will disqualify them really quickly during the interview process that has absolutely nothing to do with their fit for the role. So one of the things they'll do, you know, when you go in for an interview, it's really important to connect with the person that you're interviewing with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the recruiter that you're meeting with, they're loyal to the company. They're loyal, if they work at an agency, they're loyal to that client. So if you get too personal with that recruiter and you start oversharing, then you've gone overboard. Mm-hmm. And you may miss out with that opportunity, because they're obligated to share that information with the hiring manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so you won't hear back from that recruiter, because you've missed out on that opportunity, and you were, could have been the perfect fit for that role, but you've missed out on an opportunity.
That is so
because,
true.
Because you've overshared during that interview. Sometimes they get too personal during the interview, and they just share way too much information. Some of the other things that they may have done during the interview process is they ramble on. For example, when recruiters are asking them interview questions, they go on and on and on, and they just keep talking. So when I'm talking to candidates, sometimes I'll advise them to just answer the question completely, thoroughly, and then stop talking. Because
the best way to do it is just shut up.
Sometimes when recruiters hear a candidate say, well, let me give you the backstory, recruiters will just cringe, because they know at that point that a candidate is going to talk for 20 minutes. And that will rule them out. So just some of the things like that. So in the book, I'm writing not just some of the missteps that they may take, but then I'm also giving them some simple steps and some things to do to make them shine in that interview, to make them be memorable in the interview so that when they leave, the recruiter, the hiring manager will remember them after the interview so that they can end up on that short list and possibly hired when they're in that interview. So candidates can get out of this vicious cycle of application, interview, hope, rejection, you know, that vicious cycle that they keep going through. And I'm hoping that my book will put them in that application, hope, interview, and into an offer. That's what it's all about.
Well, you know, obviously you've been in this industry for so long, you know, and being a recruiter for so long, you know, that you've probably seen it all. I mean, was there any horror stories that you could tell us about, you know, that you've kind of, you know, have been just so memorable in your career?
Oh, absolutely. Most recently, there was a candidate that came in, he interviewed, and the hiring manager had asked him a question, and he let him talk, and the hiring manager got so frustrated because he would ask him a simple question that could have taken like 30 seconds to answer the question, and it took him like 5 minutes, and the manager just was so frustrated, he yelled at him, and he was like, oh my God, you could have answered that in 30 seconds. And he just got so frustrated. Some other things that will infuriate a hiring manager is when a candidate comes across as arrogant instead of confident. Mm-hmm. They can get that mixed up when they should. Of course, you want to talk about your success in a role. If you start talking about some metrics, are, you know, when you work on projects and things like that, you could come across as arrogant as opposed to competent. Mm. And those are some of the things that will rule you out during an interview. People get emotional in an interview. So there are a lot of things that I mention in my book that rule people out, and they miss out on opportunities. There's a lot of things in my book that I cover that people miss out during the interview process when they apply for jobs that keep them from even being considered. The worst thing, and I don't understand how people don't know this, but these long resumes, 10-page resumes that reads like an autobiography.
It's crazy. I don't know. No one has time for that. Nobody has time for that at all.
They're not going to read it, and people don't understand. Please don't put your photo on a resume, things like that. That's what LinkedIn is for.
LinkedIn's also a horror show, but that's beside the point.
there's just some things that that you rule yourself out when you do these things. And so the book was written, it's not just to be critical. I'm just pointing out some things that hurt you during the interview process, even when you're highly skilled and highly qualified. I've been on the other side, and when I'm interviewing candidates, if I'm at a corporate setting or when I was running my agency, it just broke my heart because I'm so passionate about helping people in their careers. And so I wanted to just pivot into a position to where I could help candidates more. And so this way I can step on the other side, because I found myself in the end of recruiting people, I found myself coaching them more on here's what you need to do. Don't make this mistake. So that's when I realized that I need to get this message, this information to candidates so that they can understand that here's what you're doing wrong in the interview process. Let's find a way to make sure when you walk out, they remember you and you don't make these mistakes.
Well, you have such a great heart, you know, being able to kind of put your knowledge out there into this brand new book called Confidential. And it's out on Amazon now. But, you know, Dee Ellen, I want to ask you too, you know, for candidates who obviously have been struggling, especially in this economy too, just struggling to find a job. And it's hard for them, obviously, to keep their emotions intact when they're in an interview. And obviously they see it's not going well. You know, I mean, what is your advice for those who are just been struggling for no end in doubt, can never get a hit on a successful job? What advice do you have for them?
Well, the first thing you have to get in the door. And the way you do that, your resume is a representation of you. Some of the things that I see that make it hard for them to even get noticed is it's resume. Your resume is a representation of you. And when you don't take time to make your resume be a good representation of you, that's what makes it difficult for you to get in. You have to make sure that your resume show that you've accomplished some things. That has to be first. Some of the things that I see in resumes that rule them out is when you see a resume that is just each position is just a duplication of the of every role. You just a cut and paste, right? When people don't put effort into it. So your resume should show success first. And not everyone is going to be promoted in their roles. But if you could show some success, some accomplishments on your resume, even some community service on your resume, some projects that you've worked on, those are some things that will really stand out. But you want to make sure that your resume is put together very well, that it's formatted very well. When we see a resume and the entire resume is capitalized, that is the worst format you could see. So some of those small things really do make a difference. But the resume is a good starting point. It has to be well formatted. It has to show success. And it just absolutely should not be duplicated all the way through where every single position is the exact same thing.
Yes, that because is very true.
It just doesn't show that you're putting any effort into representing yourself.
And especially too, if you're like applying for, let's say like a computer role and you're putting like that you've worked in like retail, you know, I mean, those two obviously don't match up, you know, trying to show kind of what you can do in that field is really important too. Cause I've seen,
exactly.
People have reached out to me like, oh, I want a job somewhere. You know, I can you get me a job at this place? You know, and they send me their resume. They're like, I want to be a writer or so. They want to be something like that. And they send me their resume and it's like, oh, I cleaned the bathrooms at so-and-so, you know? And it's like, wait a minute, how does that have anything to do, any experience with what you want to apply for? You know?
And it's difficult when people apply for anything and everything. And I do hear some people will tell candidates to just apply for everything at a company. Just apply for everything and hope something sticks. That is the worst advice.
Worst.
And I tell people, apply for positions that your resume, your background matches that position. Don't go for that route that you apply for everything and hope something sticks. That is the worst thing. You become a serial applicant. And companies will not take you serious. And that's what people don't understand. I've been doing this for over 20 years. And when you have people that don't have an HR background, don't have a recruiting background giving you advice, then you hurt yourself in the long run because they're telling you just apply for everything and hope something stick. And then recruiters and hiring managers won't take you serious because they think you don't know what you want to do.
That is so
apply
true.
Apply for something that matches your work experience and your background. Because when you get in front of a hiring manager and make sure that what you apply for, you know what you've applied for. When you get in there and you sit down and you have an opportunity to talk to a manager, if your resume do not match the position that you or your background and you can't talk to your experience, that's not going to go over well. When you get in there and you misrepresent yourself, because people do that too, they'll have a resume to get in for the interview, and then they can't validate, quantify their experience based on their resume. That's another mistake.
What advice do you also have for people who are trying to go for that higher role after they've done the mid-tier role? Now they want to become an executive. Like, how do you make that jump up?
Well, I just recommend that people, when they're ready to move to that next level, there are certifications you can get. You can do online training, to move into that next level. It's a transition. It's a mistake just to get promoted. We see it happen a lot, just to get promoted when you don't have the experience or you haven't had the training. So I've opened up a career coaching firm, and I'm helping people design a career path so that they can move up in their career, but I'm helping them to get there by designing a career path, and that's getting them trained, getting the certification, building their career path to move into those senior level positions. But just to move into that role that you're not equipped for is it's not a good move. You have to have the training, the certification, the education to move into those roles.
And once you do have those certifications, you know, it's all handled on deck, making sure that resume is in top tier shape too, you know, and it's also looking like it's meant for those type of executive roles too.
Absolutely. And you can find someone in the organization that can mentor you, that can work with you, train you into those roles. But just to go and apply for those roles and move into those roles is, you know, it would hurt your career to move into those roles that you're not equipped for.
100%. Well, Dee Ellen, you know, where can people find the book and where can people find you?
My website is DLN, the letter D, Ellen, in careercoaching.com. The book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it anywhere where you buy your books. And so for anyone that, you can also buy it on my website. You can click on the link on my homepage and buy the book there.
Awesome. And, you know, what is next for Dee Ellen? You know, what is next? Are we going to do another book, or what's next in your career?
Well, I just opened up. I moved from talent acquisition and recruiting. I ran my own staffing firm for over 15 years.
Yep.
I've worked in corporate America. But like I said, I wanted to pivot because I felt like I could serve candidates more by helping them to make sure that they are positioned better in the interview process, because I started coaching them too much during the interview process, which is what I was not supposed to do. But I wanted to make sure that when they went in for the interview, that they were successful in the interview. I do offer free strategy sessions to anyone. So if they visit my website, they can book a free 30-minute strategy session. And I can help them to get shortlisted when they go in for interviews. So what's next for me is running my career coaching business. I just finished my first book, which is available now. And I'm actually working on my next book, which is How to Be Memorable During the Interview Process.
That is a book that I will definitely be picking up, because I want to make sure that everybody remembers me. Dee Ellen Jennings, awesome. Seriously, thank you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show. And best of luck with the
Absolutely.
Book. Again, it's called Confidential, and it's on Amazon. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this. Dee Ellen, thanks again for joining us here.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate the opportunity.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.